This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Kaleida Roslyn Zamora. Date of birth, December 7, 2020. Case ID number 620-1409. Date of exam, August 22, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. A functional report dated 7/6/2023, and a report from a nurse practitioner by the name of Cesar Lopez dated 11/16/22 and 1/16/23. The informant is a mother who is Elizabeth Gonzalez. Identifying information, this is a 3.5-year-old female who presented with her mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of developmental delay. The mother is presently not working, and she is supporting 5 children at this time. She has lost both husbands. The first husband was killed in Mexico, and the second one has cancer and is dying right now in Mexico. Allegations, number one, developmental delay. History of present allegations, developmental delay. The mother states that since birth, she has noted that her daughter was extremely aggressive and active and had a tendency to listen to her, but also had a tendency to ignore her multiple times. She does not pay attention to what she is being told and appears to be somewhat clumsy. The mother was concerned that she would hit herself and have temper tantrums, and has a tendency to cry and yell frequently. She states that her daughter is very impatient and worries about the aggressiveness that she has towards others. When the claimant does not get what she wants, she has her temper tantrums and sometimes will throw herself on anything with the tendency to hurt herself at times. She is presently receiving therapy with Smile and Grow Rehab and has only gone for 4 sessions. The claimant has 4 other siblings that she has a tendency to fight with. The mother is presently single at the time. Her first husband passed away, and the second husband that she has is dying from cancer in Mexico. She states that the biological father was bipolar and had attention deficit hyperactive disorder, as well as some of the other children that she has who have mental disorders as well. The mother is 35 and she's a diabetic, but appears not to have any medical problems. The mother states that she tries to discipline the child but has difficulty in doing so. The review of systems. The mother states that the claimant does have hearing problems, clumsiness, bedwetting and daywetting, and poor appetite. She states that the child does not have any dizziness, visual problems, shakiness, vomiting, loose stools, hard stools, soiling, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, or any other problem at this time. She has not been evaluated for hearing problems, but she does understand commands. The mother states that she has a half-sister and a sibling that has also, that has attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Activities of daily living. The mother states that she cares for her child at home, along with the other siblings. Some of them are going to school. The claimant is just starting to go to therapy, but she likes playing, running, exploring, likes to go out to see things, and has a tendency to fight, and does not like to share her things with other children. She was sent off for an evaluation, secondary to her behavior. Her physician sent her off to be evaluated. The claimant can be very loving, and she was a very happy baby. She does not go to school at this time. Developmental milestones. The child was an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, and was not an easy to care for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age, secondary to having temper tantrums and crying not stop. She has a tendency to throw herself constantly when she's very upset. The mother states that the claimant sat alone without support at 10 months, crawled at 11 months, walked without support at 1 year, at a year and a half of age, said her first words at 2 years, has not said her first sentences yet, and has not yet self-dressed without help. Is not bladder trained during the day or bladder trained during the night, and is presently not bowel trained as well. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces, was distractible, was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, engaged in self-hurting and injuring behavior, enjoyed being held, enjoyed exploring the surrounding environment, and was very active. She was rarely predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. The mother states that she does not sleep very well, and that although at the beginning she was afraid of new faces, she rarely is afraid of new faces at this time. Birth history. The mother states when the claimant was 6 months of age in uterine, she was hospitalized secondary to having COVID and was placed in ICU. The mother also experienced depression and due to the loss of her first husband when he was killed in Mexico. The claimant states that she went on to deliver at Knapp Medical Center in Westlake and the baby was born at 37 weeks of age by cesarean section. She was not born or aided by instruments during the delivery. She was a one-baby birth, and the claimant was not blue or jaundiced at birth, and she was not given oxygen. The baby was not placed in an incubator, and there was nothing wrong with the baby at the time of birth. The baby, the mother thinks that the baby weighed approximately 7.5 pounds and was normal length, but does not recall the length of the baby. The mother stayed in the hospital for 3 days as well as the baby. And there was no other problems at that time. Past history. Questionable developmental delay. History of COVID-19 when in utero of mother. Social history. The mother states there's nobody in the family who smokes and nobody in the family who drinks alcoholic beverages. There's no other family members with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. There's no one in the family who uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There is nobody in the family with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The mother states that there are other siblings that have attention deficit disorder. The father of the claimant did suffer from hyperactive attention disorder and bipolar disease. Medications, none. Allergies, no known allergies, physical examination, height. The claimant was 36.5 inches tall, weight 34 pounds, temperature 98.0 Fahrenheit, BP 72/34 mmHg, heart rate 106 beats per minute. The claimant was very active, respiration 12 respirations per minute. The claimant was at the 50 percentile for her height according to her age and at the 50 percentile for her weight according to her age. General, the claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed female and no acute distress. Could you please drop down to clinical assessment? The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate for her age. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. The claimant was very active and a little bit fussy, but was very happy to leave and did smile quite a bit. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis, developmental delay, the claimant appears to be a normal 3.5-year toddler with no other obvious problems except perhaps a behavior disorder. It's probably too early to brand this child with a developmental delay. She is very active and talkative and appears to have normal behavior at this time. Prognosis, good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Kaleida Rosalind Zamora.